Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Aleph, and we're holding four lines from the top of the Amud. And we're continuing the beautiful sugi that we began yesterday. You recall that we had Rav Huna and Ula on one side, and then we had these three Chachomim on the other side, Noat, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. What was their machloikis about? About the halach of Ein Odom Oyser Dover She'enoi Shaloi. Now, on the basic level, if a person wants to aser somebody else's object, somebody else's behemoth, etc., if he does not do a maisa kuli alma moida, that ein odem oiser dover she'ene shaloi. So, for instance, the Gemara gave an example yesterday of Yankel owns a behemoth, and then Beryl thinks, this behemoth is such a gorgeous, outstanding, beautiful behemoth. I think I should make it into a deity, into a god. And he starts worshipping it, and he starts bowing down to it, and he does all types of wonderful things to show his allegiance to that behemoth. Does that behemoth become Osir Bahanoah? Does it become Ashtik Avodah Zarah? And the answer is no, a resounding no. Everybody agrees that Mishtach of the behemoth's Chaveroi Loi Asra, because he didn't do a maisa in the behemoth itself. He may have lost a few pounds being mishtachva 150 times. Yeah, that's true. So in himself, maybe he did a maisa, but not vis-a-vis the behemoth. Therefore, exactly. However, what happens if he did a maisa in the behemoth, meaning he shechted this behemoth? Why did he shecht the behemoth? He shechted it for an avodah zarah, but he didn't shecht his own animal. He shechted somebody else's animal. A ganef, a gazlan, maybe even a rezeach. But the masa, he shechted somebody else's animal. What happened as a result? According to these three, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, ein odem oiser dover she'ene shaloi, even though he shechted the animal and he did a mice in the animal. Makes a difference. Goodish. And so therefore, this animal remains kosher, it does not become osir bano, it does not become takroidus avodah zarah, garnished. However, Rav Huna and Ula said differently. They said he had a behemoth chaveiroi, somebody else's behemoth. And you shechted, not even that you shechted it totally, a simen achad, or even a bisalev of a simen. Or, as the Gemara said in the Amud Beis, if you were talking about lemoshel echatas ha'oif, that you only gave it the slightest little bit of cut after it was already 50% chotzi kona pogum. He was only moisev a kolshu a bisalim. Nevertheless, it was somebody else's. He caused it to become takrivis of avodah zarah, becomes osir bahana. Okay, so that was the basic framework of the machlokes yesterday, whether or not I say that if you make a maisa, whether Odom is oiser or ein odom oiser dover she'ene shaloi. So based on this, we go now to the fourth line for the top of the Amud Toshima, and we quote from the Mishnah of yesterday. What did it say in the Mishnah of yesterday? We have two individuals, and they're shechting with the same sakin at the same time. How is that possible? So Rashi said yesterday, one is holding it from one side of the sakin, Beroishoi, and the other one is holding it Bekatoi. Katoi means the handle. So think to yourself, I have a very, very, very long knife, and the two people are shechting simultaneously. They're presumably going rolling back and forth. They're moving back and forth, exactly, to be able to do a proper shechita. And there was no problem with the shechita. The shechita was done perfectly. However, what was in the mind of the people that were shechting? Says the Mishnah, as the Gemara is quoting, Beis Uichs Mesak Meshoichtim, Echad Lishum Echem Mikol Elu. One of them was shechting on behalf of one of all of these. One of all of these, those that we had listed in the Mishnah before that, Lishem Horim, Lishem Gvois, Lishem Yamim, Lishem Dahores, as we had in the Mishnah. So what's the reason? What does it mean, Lishem Horim, Lishem Gvois? He had in mind Lishem Avodah Zarah, that he wants that this har, this giver, this yam, should be his avodah zarah. He's bowing down to it and he's shechting it, saying, "Oy, what a wonderful yam, what a wonderful har. You're such a great God. Oh my God, I love it," etc., etc. So we said in the Mishnah, shechitase psula, the shechita already be possible. And the Gemara told us, if he says not just the har, but the gadah the har, That's the Malach HaMemuna Alahar, that rises it to yet another level. Not only is it Osir Bachila, it's Osir Banoah, because this is bona fide Takroivis Avoidazar. Now the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that this one individual of the two that is having this bad machshava, that he happens to be just a paid shoichet. It's not his animal, but he is just helping out in the shechita. When I say paid lavdaf, it could be a volunteer. But the point is that it doesn't belong to him. So he has a bad machshava, shoichet echad l'shem echad mikol elu, one of those that we enumerate in the Mishnah and the Braisa. The echad, the other one, l'shem dover kosher. Now, the Shum Dover Kosher, Rashi already explained in the Mishnah, doesn't mean that he had a positive machshava, the Dover Kosher. It means stam a machshava, like a normal shoichet, when he shechs, he's not necessarily each time saying, the Shem Yichud, Kuchabrichon, Eshchintet, and blah, 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 blah. He shechs him because he shechs all the time, 5, 10, 50, 100 behemoths or oifis every single day, so he stam shechs. So one had a bad machshava for Avodah Zarah, one did not. Shechita sai psula, because even if only part of the shechita was the shame of avodah zarah, it passes the shechita. And if the So if it was like in the Mishnah of yesterday, shechita sai psula means it's osir ba'achila, and if he had in mind the shame the malach, then he would even be osir ba'noah. It would be considered the zivchei mesim, like we explained yesterday in the Gemara. Now the Gemara wants to know, if that first shaykhid, who has those bad avodah zarah machshavos, is not an owner of this animal, how can he possibly aser the animal? Didn't we have Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak said, Ein Adam Oyser Dover Sheine Shalai? So who cares what he has in mind? He could have in mind from A to Z all avodah zarahs in the world. If it doesn't belong to him, he can't go and aser it. Yes, it says in the Mishnah, Shechita Sei Psula. And the obvious answer is, the Islation of Isbegava, then in fact he was a partial owner. You're right, if he was not an owner, Ein Odom Oyser, Davushaini Shalai, it's not his. But if he owned at least 5%, 10%, 50%, it's the Chiyoshutim. So then he has the ability to go and Aser Dover Shalai, not a Davushaini Shalai, a Dover Shalai. Kasha Fen. Toshima. Next Kasha. Now, what are these three cases? All of these three cases, the Gemara elsewhere refers to as a hezek she'enoi nikker. What's a hezek she'enoi nikker? Because before and after his terrible act of being mazik, you and I, or at least I, cannot go and tell that in fact that there is a problem or there was a hezek. For instance, you're talking about hametame. What's main tametame? Somebody owned, for instance, truma. Somebody comes over and he's metameit. How is he metameit? He goes and takes a dead sheretz and touches it. Or he himself happens to be a bal keri, or a zav, or his wife is an ida azava. Or he takes an avail. It makes no difference how, when, where. Well, the maisi was metame somebody else's tarois, truma, etc. Okay. So now he's damaged it, because anybody knows that it's tameh, those that are makpet to eat, they're chulim b'tahara, or if it's truma, it's truma tameh, if it's kodshim, it's now kodshim tameh, we won't be able to go and eat it. So obviously, it's going to be worth much, much less, if not zero. That being the case, he made a major, major hezek. Or hamedama. Hamedama means somebody had chulim, and I go and mix in abisale truma. Uy. So now, of course, it can be eaten, but it can only be eaten by the Kahana. As a result, financially, the person who owned this tzvua or these beiris is going to have a major loss, because instead of it being now available for sale and consumption by the oilam at large, it can only be used now by Kahana. By definition, that's going to go and depress the value. But once again, you cannot see that, so it's a hezek she'ein nikker. And finally, hamenasech. Somebody that had wine, and if I or somebody else takes some of that wine, and Chas HaSholem is menasechet, the shame of avodah zarah, he asers the wine. So in each one of these three cases, we have a hezek she'en nikker. And what's the halacha? If it's done b'shoigei, he made a mistake. He did not intend to go and be mazik the other person. But exactly, amazing. If he did it intentionally, it's chayiv. Rashi, I'm sorry.
Pater from what? The meat is pater? Or?
No, no, pater means he does not have to go and pay him for the damage that he caused. He caused terrible damage, the metame, the medame, the menasa. He's pater from pay. The mezin is chai.
Why? Adam with Olam. Why?
Very good. I was about to go in there. That's great. Thank you for paving the way.
You want to make damage.
100%. So if you look at the Rashi halfway down the Amud, Rashi says pater. It's about halfway down the Amud of the Rashi. It's a little bit lower than halfway down the Gemara. You have that bill, you have that potter, potter milishal. He doesn't have to pay. Your question, see, potter milishal. The alfal gav, the mazik b'shoy yichayev. Normally we say anybody that's mazik b'shoy yichayev, kirakayim olens, hamishna im bavakama, odam muad li oilam. A person is always a muad. In other words, he's not just a tam. He's a muad, he's got to pay the full damages. Bein or bein yoshin, even if he caused the damages when he was sleeping. How can you cause damage when you're sleeping? You have two beds next to each other, and one stretches during the night, he goes, oh, and he stretches out his hands, and by then, he goes and hits the other guy in the face, in the eyes, in the nose, in the toes, whatever, or they happen to be Kalim right next to him, and he goes, boom, and all of them break. Bein shoyi bein mezid, whether he did it willfully, whether he did it unintentionally, you're chayiv odam mu'li oilam. So why isn't he chayiv over here too? Even on the shoyi case, and for Rashi, Hocha Hezek Shein and Nikaru for Lo Yishmei Hezek, the Mezid is Chayiv because Kuntzur Rabbanan. So what our Gemara is telling us is that that Mishnah holds, like the Mandiyama that holds that Hezek Shein and Nikar Lo Yishmei Hezek. Hezek Shein and Nikar means a Hezek that you cannot feel tangibly with your hands, with your feet, with your eyes. You can't tell any Hezek over there. I come into the room when I came in this morning. I saw a bunch of tefuah on the table. It was all great. I come back an hour later and they tell me, don't eat from it. Why not? An hour ago, I wrote, it's fine, tefuah, beautiful. Don't you, didn't hear? No, I didn't hear anything. Somebody was metame. Oh, it's tummy. Don't you recognize that it's tummy? I'm not a madrega to know that it happens to be tummy. I can't tell. Reminds me of a story. Our mashkiach, Ravolbe Zatzal. Ravolbe himself, he was a German by birth, and then after that he became quote unquote a Litvak because he went and learned in the yeshiva in the Mir. So he told us in the Mir for 2-3 years, whatever it was, and then there was what we call in modern day parlance an off Shabbos. What's an off Shabbos? That all the Talmidim are free to go away for Shabbos. So one Shabbos he went to Kamenitz for that off Shabbos. Who is the Rosh Hashiva in Kamenitz? Rabbi Ubel Levovich, Talmid of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, famous author of the Bircha Shmuel. Anyway, everybody knows of Reb Ber as being a tremendous goy. However, this story will show you the kedusha and the tahara that this great man had. Because when he came there to the yeshiva for Shabbos, the Talmidim all told him, be careful that if you're a Balkeri, Zoltzach Nish, Varfin in the Oygin, Fin Reb Ber. Varfin in the Oygin means, don't throw yourself into the vision, into the eyesight of Reb Ber, because he's margish, he feels it. Meaning that if you're a Balkeri, go to the mikvah, of course, but if you don't, sit in the back bench, in the back of the shul, in the back of the besmedish, because if you go up all the way to the front, he's margish when Chas V'Shalom, one of the Talmidim, is a Balkeri. So therefore, that type of holy neshama, he felt it was for him it would have been a hezek nicker. He would know that it's matame. But the average individual, a vase van garnish, he doesn't know. Anyway, they tell a similar story about the late Belzeruv, the Chatzadik Levrucha, that the Belzeruv, when he came to Yerushalayim, then the masses stood on line because everybody knew he was a very, very holy man. And one after the other, each one gave shulim. And the Rebbe, either because that was his minig or because he was old, he was looking down the whole time. He didn't look in the faces of anyone. So he kept on, shulam, shulam, yeah, shulam, shulam, baruch, or whatever. And then one person who was standing on the line was a kibbutznik, a leftist, who unfortunately was not a shoyim b'shabbos. And just like everybody else, he was standing on the line, he came out, and as soon as he shook his hand, he immediately called to the gabuim, gabuim, vasa, vasa, bring me water for the Tilus Yadayim to wash my hands, because he realized that he touched the hand of a person who was impure, so he wanted immediately to have the Tilus Yadayim for his hands. So he called out, Vasa, Vasa, shall bring Vasa. Okay, anyway, but the average individual is not, this type of tuma is not nikkur. And same with hamadama. If you have truma on the table, not truma, you have regular chulin, and somebody went and snuck in and put in a truma, easy case would be, for instance, if you have a wine bottle, you have 5 wine bottles, 10 wine bottles, and then all of them were regular chulin, all fine, good, fine. Then somebody brings another wine bottle which looks exactly the same, but it's truma, and now it's all mixed in. I don't know which one is which. What are we going to do? So that's medama. You can only have the kahanim now drink from it. You can't have anybody else drink from it because now it's each bottle is a suffix truma. Same thing menasech. If you poured off a little bit of the wine in the bottle, in the barrel, for avodah zarah, then the whole thing becomes tainted now with this iser of nisach for avodah zarah. So all of these are hezek she'en nikar. The man yomer of that mishnah holds hezek she'en nikar lav shmo hezek, and therefore you do not have to go and pay min ha-toyrah, but midrabanan you have to pay. But only have to pay b'meizit. You don't have to pay b'shoigig because of the fact that it was a kenas shekonsechumim, only in a meizit guy, not in a shoigig guy. Anyway, all of this is fascinating. What does it have to do with us? We're only focusing on the menasech. This person who is menasech presumably is an outsider who has nothing to do with this wine. He's just, if you will, a troublemaker that he went and he was menasech from that wine. So we're saying that lemaise becomes osir alts avoida zara, alts takroivis avoida zara, nisach avoida zara. Whether you have to pay, you don't have to pay. Shoigig, lemaise. Why does it become avoida zara? What did he do wrong? This wine doesn't belong to him. Ein adam oise dovish ein ishaloi. Nothing happened, everything is great. Why is there any damage? It's talking about that he was taken apart. Partial shutif in this barrel of wine, and that's why if he's a menasech, he ruins the entire wine, and no problem.
If someone commits chas v'shalom bestiality with a beast that's not his, don't they still put the beast to death?
Let me ask you another question. What happens if you visit, not you, you have someone else visit somebody else's house, and it's Erev Shabbos, and there's a delicious chulent which is cooking on the blech.
Hi.
And then what is the
then
first?
You put it down if you go in a mistake. You put it. Yeah, I know. I'm not going.
Thank you for helping us out.
Practical.
What happens if I or someone else mistakenly takes a bottle of milk and pours it in there, thinking that this is only for vegans and that this is not vegans and not have milk? Right? I'm sorry, but they're thinking that this is totally parv and that it's not fleishig. And you put it. What happens? We find that there is flesh inside. No problem. Ain odam oisa dovish ain ishaloi. Go and eat from it. So obviously, this concept doesn't apply kol ha-toyrah kula. If in the case where you feel the tam of milk, you can't say, well, since it was Beryl Shmerel that poured the milk in, it didn't belong, the milk didn't belong to him, the children didn't belong to him.
It's the not the garden.
Exactly. So you have to know where these halachas apply and where they don't apply. So yes, if a person engaged in bestiality with somebody else's animal, unfortunately the beast is going to suffer a terrible fate.
Should this be a mesveh instead of a tashma? I mean, because we're challenging we're challenging Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman, and Rav Amram.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's saying Tashma.
Yeah.
It feels like it should be a Mesve, yeah?
I agree with you, but I don't know all the clothes we have. For instance, very often Morris says Gufa, and at times Morris says Omamar. So now, most people say, well, Gufa is probably quoting a Mishnah and a Braise, and the Omamar is only quoting an Amoyer. That's not the case. Very often the Omamar is quoting a Mishnah or a brisa. So you have to know the kloli hashas.
Okay.
If I had to go and speculate, I would go and say, could be in the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara already knew the Gemara's teretz, because the teretz is so simple. By the two oichzim b'sakin, why is the premise of the kasha that the person who's holding on to the sakin is not a partial owner? After all, who normally goes and chefs? Maybe he's a shliach, then you get into the question. You say, you get into all multitude of questions.
Well, if he stole it and he's just shechting it, that's the whole thing.
Good. So it could very well be that the Gemara knew that the teretz is going to be easy. Once in the Toshma, let's go and hear all the sides, hear all the svaris, and let's try to bring rayas from the Mishnah. But the Gemara knew already, perhaps, that the ray is not such a strong ray, because it's an easy teretz, if they should. Zukti Marisa. Now, this major machlokes that we spoke about until now, between Rav Huna and Ula on the one side, and the Noat Simon, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak on the other side. The Choytz Machlokes Tanoim. Where's Machlokes Tanoim? We have a Braisa Ivet Gachom Shenisach Yenoi Shel Yisrael Shelui Bifnei Avoidas Kechavim Asoroi. You have a Goy Ivet Gachom. He was Menasach the wine of a Yid. Obviously, it's not his wine. And what did he do? He poured some of it out. Shelui Bifnei Avoidas Kechavim. The Avoidas Zor was not even there. In other words, as he's Menasach it, he has in mind for the Markulius, for the Baal Pa'or, or something in Africa, some foreign Avodas Chacham, it's not even there. Zok Tanakama Asorai. So what do I see already from there? That you have a situation of Odom being Oyser, Dovashe Enish Eloi. The Brisa says very clearly, it's Yenish Yisrael. So it belongs to the Jew. A Goy went and he was Menasachim. So according to Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, nothing happened. He has no business going to be Menasechit, but he was Menasechit. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama says he asserted it. He adds an additional chidush that you don't have to have the Avodah Zorah present at the time of being Menasech. You can have in mind for an Avodah Zorah which is 5,000 miles away. That's Limala V'loi Moir. But the important thing is that I see, like Rav Huna and like Ula, that you can be Menasech Dovish Ein Shalom. You can aser davish anishalei. However, Rebutim Bava, Matirin Oisai, they say, no, you can go and drink from that wine. Not a problem. Neishneidvar, tourist, number one. Echot Shein Menaskin Yayin Shal Befnei Avoid Zacham. The whole Indian of Nisuch is, if the Avoid Zor is here, you're looking at this beautiful Markulia statue, or you're looking at the Baal Pa'or bathroom, or you're looking at one of these Avoid Zoras, and at that time, in Menasechit, L'Shem Bavoy, ah, Torah says Nitzach Voidazar, but you're 5,000 miles away. That's ridiculous. Good. But I have another reason. The Echot Shiyochel Loi Maloi Loi Kol Haymenach Shiti Oser Yeni Leoinzi. The Yid can go and say to the guy, get the heaven out of here. What are you doing, Bimanasach, my wine? It's my wine. Aros, get out. Ah, since he can go and tell him that, Ein Odom Oyser Dover She'ene Shalai.
But so, he could do it before he does it, or he could do it after he does it?
That he screams at him? He could scream it three times. One before, one in the middle, and one at the end. The point is, he has no business being here, so therefore the balabus, the owner, can go and say, don't ask for my wine, get out of here. And, in fact, even if he doesn't go out, and he continues pouring, this man the Amr holds that it's all worthless, it's all meaningless. It's meaningless because it's not your wine, it's my wine. You have no business going and asking my wine.
We hear in Avodah Zarah that if a company of soldiers comes into a house,
yes. The
chavios psuchos are usher because we assume that they were mshachshech in the wine.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's and there's no Avodah Zarah in a Jewish house, mm-hmm. where we presume. So right. Why? I mean, it feels like it's a disputes Gemara.
Could be that he holds like the Tanakhama. After all, we have two mandiyamim here.
Yeah.
Tanakhama says v'gachom shenisach is asroi. He did aser it, so we don't worry about that. These soldiers, they're going to aser it. Yeah, v'zok.
The chatan Chanukah is the oil.
Yeah.
When the Yevanim came
and they asered it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they were Jewish. Some of them were Jewish, and they had a chazan right? Shekel no. to the machzitz shekel.
It wasn't the question of issa. It was a question of tumah. Tumah is going back to Ariel's question from before. What happens if I have over here food on the table and then somebody takes deliberately, he takes a dead sheretz and he touches the food? Kuli amam moida that the food is going to become tumah. There's no question about it. No. The question is, you have to pay. Doesn't he have to pay? Hezek nikr, ain't a nikr, is a b'shoigi, is a b'mezen. Nobody can go and say, mister, you have no business taking that sheretz. You have no business holding on to a sheretz. Get out of here. Who needs you over here? Ain't other boys of shalom. So obviously, this is not a halacha that applies throughout Gan Shas for all halachas, just like the person who's pouring the milk into the cholent becomes aser, the person who's metame is going to become tame. So the yavanim metame the timu kol hashman. That's the lotion of the cholent timu. So metame, it's tame, it's tame. Nothing you do. That. Anyway, getting back to our gemara, so l'chayra, this is clearly on point. That's the machlokes. Tanakhama says asaroi. Even though a goy was the one that was menasachet, even the other two Rebbe Yehuda say, no, it's mutter because get out of here. Okay, so that's great. Now Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, Amri, Afilman di Omar, Odom Oyser Dovashen Shalai, even according to Rav Huna and Ula that we had back on the Omer Aleph of yesterday, Hanimili Kusi. And the word Kusi over here, that's from the censors, he really means haimili agoy or the oivik chovin. Avi Yisrael, it's ure kamechavein. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, I can find another din, even according to those that hold that Odom oiser dover she'ene shaloi, like Rafuna and like Ula. However, that's only really if a goy is the one that's asering dover she'ene shaloi. Because when he says, I'm being menasach l'shem avodah zarah, you can believe him that he's being menasach l'shem avodah zarah. According to Reb Lezer, of course, any goy stam machshav toy is l'avodah chacham. But even if you hold the stam goy, is not machshavai. But if he says, Befeirish, I'm being menasach for the St. Mary or for the Fona Marculius or whatever getchka that he has, then he's Odom Oyser, according to the Mandiyomar, according to the Tanakama, that Oyvikachom Mishanisach, I'm sorry. He says, however, by Gabi Yisrael, even though Yisrael said he's menasach, you don't have to go and believe him. Why don't you have to go and believe him? Because the only reason why he's saying, I'm menasach it, come on, the average Yisrael is a finite thing. He may not be, you know, a person that is a chweis makpid and kahuta shalyon in every single derabbanan. But ulamaisi, you assume that he's sufficiently religious that he's not going to abrogate his bris with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what he's saying. Menasach, he's just making jokes. He's just trying to give you a certain degree of anguish. You don't even have to believe him. You don't have to go and trust him. But as you'll see momentarily, this is not necessarily applied to everybody in Klal Yisrael, but at least in general, when a person's saying he'd be menasach, he's being worshipping this avodah zarah. This is gunish mit gunish. So even though mitzar halacha, according to Rav Huna and Ula, Odom, it can be oisu dovish ene shaloi, but if a Yisrael is the one that's saying it, you do not have to believe him, and you can still assume that everything is still kosher v'yasher. And that's why the Brisa that we just quoted starts off the Avikachavim Shenisech, say these three Rabbanan, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. Because when they say in the Reisha that the Asarai, Hagoy Asarai, it is Menasechit. But if a Yid is Menasechit, you don't have to believe him. And therefore, our dear colleagues, even Rav Huna and Ula, you can come over to our side and say, yes, you can drink from the wine, you don't have to worry about it. Frank Timore, is that really true? Toshima! Beis oichsim sakin, two people holding on to the sakin. Same two people as before, they haven't moved. V'shoichten, and v'shechtik, ech v'shem ech v'kolelu. Somebody had in mind for one of these avoidas, or is. V'ech v'shem dover koshin, the other one had in mind to just shecht normally, regularly. What's Allah ha-shchita soy psula? The wise is shchita psula. Why don't we go and say that the yid that is shechting together with the other yid, we're not talking about one goy shechting, we're talking about a yid that shechting. That yid that is saying and he has in mind for that avodah zarah, it's all baloney. It's all nolitzi urikom mechav. He just wants to cause people a certain amount of grief and anguish, but he doesn't really mean it. Every machem ayiskinam b'Yisrael mummer. We're talking about Yisrael mummer. In other words, that he unfortunately has an established reputation as being nebuch amin a mummer a shaygit a no goodnik. So here you're not going to have in mind and say, I see him going to the church three times a day. Why does he go three times a day? Because it's locked each time, because there's no going to the church. But I see there's a church, and when it comes Mass on Kratzmuch, the only time of year that there's a minion there in the church, well, he's shuckling and he's davening, whatever they do inside the church. Anyway, so the point is, if he's a mummer, then that's a different situation. Regular yid, let's recomchav. So mummers, unfortunately, as fakrochen nebuch, so therefore, then you'd have to be concerned. Rashi says, by the way, I could have said the earlier test that the Gemara gave before as well, that we're talking about the Islei Shutvis Begavayu. This whole business, whether or not you can go and Aser and not Aser, all is discussed based on whether an Odom Oysa Dover She'ene Shaloi, or Odom cannot be Oysa Dover She'ene Shaloi. But if he happens to be a partial owner, then of course he can go and Aser, and then we don't have to find Limitzchusim the Tziurika Mechavim. If it's his, and he says, I had in mind for that Voida Zara. Unfortunately, we believe
he owns 5%. The other guy owns 95%.
Yeah, that's. If in fact you could say that's the reason why he's doing with Tziura, maybe Taka, you could squeeze that in. In other words, I'm only a 5% owner. The other guy's 95%. I hate him. He always looks down at me. Doesn't even greet me on Shabbos. And so maybe he's Taka. Anyway, Rashi says, we could have said the same Terence, but he wants to go and tell us the halacha, the gabi, the mummer, that not all Jews are created equal for these purposes. And Toshima, we bring again the other rai that we had before, and the Talmud, Medam Avam and Nasech, the Shogi Potter, Bemezit is Chayiv. Why do you assume Bemezit is Chayiv? We're assuming that the Menasech here is a Yisrael, and if it's Yisrael, then he's only doing the Tzurikam Mechabin, so nothing happened. Same terrors as before. What happens? The person is about to be Menasech, and two Edom come to him and say, don't run Menasech.
Or for that, warn him.
Exactly, warn him. Or for that matter, he wants to go and Shecht. And we are concerned he may have already said, I have in mind for the Yam and the Nohar and this and that. All of those things that we listed in the Mishnah, two Edom say, if you do that, you should know you're going to be Chayiv Misa because you're going to be an Oyved Avoy Dezara.
He's a warning.
Exactly, they warned him.
From Masechet Sanhedrin, we're not going to
talk. Exactly. And then he ignored their warnings, and he went ahead anyway. Would you say that it's Letziura Kamechavin?
Become
amazing. My Amalei, Hitr Atzma Lemisa Ka'amris, Ein Lecha Mumer Godel Mizeh. If you have two qualified witnesses that go and say to him, don't do it, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. And he says, Afopiken, I'm going to do it anyway, and I don't care. Hitr Atzma Lemisa. It's as if he was opening the floodgates to go and schlep Lemisa for the court to go and pronounce him a dead duck for what he did. And therefore, he's you don't have to ask whether he does go to Mass, he doesn't go to Mass, whether he believes in Avodah Zarah. You have two people warning. When you give a warning, it's not that you say, oh, by the way, you might be over an Isser. You got to go and tell him, Kirotcha Bidcha Ktana. What is that? You go and tell him what you're doing is Avodah Zarah, and you're going to be Chayim Misa, and then he has to respond, yes, Yodiani, I know. And I know Chas V'Shalom I'm going to get Misa, but I'm willing to take that risk. I'm going to do it anyway. He answers that animal or the wine or whatever. On to the next Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah. Yeah, exactly. Now here we're not talking about Avodah Zarah anymore. We're talking about a person shechting normally, but under different types of circumstances, which raise speculation as to why he's doing what he's doing. So ein shoychten, loyli toich yamen. Normally if you shecht out in the field so that the blood goes into the ground, or you do it inside a room, why would you go and shecht into a yam, or into a nohar? No, we haven't got to a sphina yet. Person
on
is
the beach.
On the beach, exactly right.
He's on the boat. That's
no, he's not on the boat yet. He has
no, but to shochet in the ocean.
That we're going to get to shortly. Yes. In the meantime, he's just straight into the yam. So he is on the side of the beach, and the waves are coming back and forth, not major tidal waves, and the wave is coming, and now he shechs to mikras that wave he's coming. Oh, don't do that. Well, why can't you do that? Says Rashi. The loylemru people shouldn't say lesara diyama koshachit. Why? What's? It's not normal to go and take an animal out to the side of the beach, and the animal, of course, wants to run away, and you're holding him, and then you're shechting him. Well, why are you doing something so silly? Could be because, unfortunately, he has this timtum halev. He's crazy in his head, and he's shechting lesara diyama. That's the malach hamamuna of the yam, which therefore effectively makes this at avodah zarah. This may not have been his intention. However, the leilemru, there's a maris ayin, people will be choishish. Right. Why would a person do something so silly? Therefore, maybe, so don't do it. The leitach nahar is for the same reason, people will think he's doing the Shem Avodah Zarah. But leitach kelim, also not into kelim. What's the reason, what's the problem with kelim? It says, Rashi, shloyoymru mekabel dam, lavoidis koychavimu, lahavdil. Just like when we bring a carbon.
Collect blood for some reason.
The first part of the Pamejid was so quiet. And I love you even more.
Congratulations.
I would love you even more than that. If you just be a little quieter, okay? Shkoyach. Anyway, so back to the Mishnah. So you have Letoch Kalim. Why is the person shechting so that all the blood gets assembled inside this kli? I'm worried that he's going to go he himself or somebody else. Now do a Zrikas Hadam L'Shem Avodah Zarah on an altar that we built stam there in the field somewhere, and therefore he wants to do a form of takrevis avodah zarah, just like we said yesterday. Lahavdil by the avodahs in the Beis Hamikdash, there are four avodahs. By Zai, there are two avoiders. What are the two avoiders? Shechting l'shem avoider zara, or going and doing azrikas adam l'shem avoider zara. So the actual collection of the blood inside the kli, there's nothing wrong with that inherently, but I'm concerned, shlo yoimru, people say, I know why he's collecting all the blood in this basin, because he wants to use it for azrikas adam l'shem avoider zara. So, again, we have a maris ayin problem. Avol, but continues the Mishnah, he's allowed to go and check into an uga. What's an uga? Rashi says a guma. Guma means like a pit or a hole. Yeah, a ditch, exactly, a hole in the ground. That you're allowed to do. We're going to talk about this more momentarily.
Yeah.
At this point in the Mishnah, the Gemara assumes that the reason why it's permissible is because when you do it inside a kli, you're just take them together, you're assembling just raw blood. But if you're putting it into an uga shamayim, there's by definition water that's going to be mixed in with the blood that will quote unquote passel the blood for possible zrikas. Just like it would passel blood for doing zrik in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not the pure blood from the animal, from the carbon. It's lahavdil for purpose of avodah zarah, the only time it's a real zrik of avodah zarah if it's undiluted. If you mix it with water, it doesn't have that same holiness, whatever, for purposes of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore, you don't have to worry about Shalom Yoimru. People are not going to say he's doing for Avodah Zarah, they know it's disqualified.
This blood, it's in the ditch, he cannot go and carry it for the Avodah
Zarah. Well, we'll talk about the carrying, we'll talk about shortly.
Yeah.
Don't get carried away. But let's continue on. Now, everybody said, oh, Tvechayam maybe means Svina, Svina. Oh, he's now on the boat, and he's shechting al gabe kalim. And the reason why he's shechting al gabe kalim is because he doesn't want to be thrown off the boat for going and making the boat filthy with all of this blood.
Good.
As you can well imagine, blood on the, in the svina, it's going to bring bugs, and it's going to bring rodents, and it's going to bring all types of them. Then afterwards, then people are chas v'shalom going to die from Ebola and from other types of weakness, and they're all going to say he's the one that caused it by making azah a swamp of blood inside the sphere. So here he's allowed to do it al gabi kalim, and the purpose of doing it al gabi kalim, everybody knows he's not doing it because he wants to do a zrik l'shem avodah zarah. He wants to keep the sphina clean and healthy. That's why he's doing gabi kalim. Rashi adds nocha nech that what he's doing is perhaps long kalim, where he's on the sphina, obviously, he doesn't want to fall off. However, because it's a long kli, as he shechs it into kli, he's holding it at an angle, and the blood is spilling off the kli into the water. I'm not worried that he's doing it into the water because he wants to go and be mishtachve to the Sarah Shel Yam. He wants to keep the boat clean so that we don't have any issues.
But when you do it in a guma on the ground, you do it to the Sar from mine.
We're not worried about that. In other words, the Mishnah's word Maris Ayin, where the Chachamim said, the people, unfortunately, people like to talk and people like to go and be melamed non-schusim melamed chiyuv on somebody without realizing. I remember once, this goes back 50 years ago, there was the rabbi and the rebbetzin of a young Israel in Flatbush were pushing their agala, their baby carriage with apparently a baby in it, on Shabbos in the street. This was before anybody even thought about Erevin in Flatbush and in Brooklyn, and they were pushing it. And so I remember overhearing somebody saying to his wife, see, Rabbi Ben Yisrael, Rabbis Ben Yisrael then were a little bit different than today. Okay, that's a separate story. On Shabbos, he's going with a baby carriage. And then a minute later, he says, you know what? I really did a terrible chait, an injustice. I see that they're rushing with a baby carriage. Probably they're going to a doctor or to a hospital. Probably a problem. So the person was clapping himself. He had a clap. Hashamnu and Shabbos. But the point is, he realized that he should have been melamed tzchus immediately, and not only you, Rabbi, you need to be pushing the baby carriage on Shabbos.
somebody drive a car,
exactly.
A Salah, go with the
exactly.
bike. Is a doctor, we go with the bike.
Exactly.
You have to give him schut.
Exactly.
Maybe you have a reason.
You have to melamed schut. So here too, and unfortunately, lots of people are not melamed schut, and if they see that somebody is shachting into a yam, into a nor, then he's shachting probably to the sarish of yam. When it comes to Kalim, probably he wants to assemble the blood for that. But when you do a toichu gishomayim, apparently people did not have that machshava that you're suggesting.
It for some purpose.
Okay. All right. People are not assuming that he's doing it for avodas zarah, and therefore it's permissible. Ubesuna gabe kelim, once again, because he wants to keep the sfina clean. Fine. However, ein shoichlin leguma kol iker. Don't shecht in any guma whatsoever. Now here we're talking about a guma without water. Just a straight a pit. What's wrong with shechting into a guma? So if you turn the page to the top of the Amid, it says Shule Yechake es hat Tzedoikim. Tzedoikim once again is a censor. Tzedoikim means the oivdei avoidazar.
Yes,
so getting back to
Tzedoikim also.
Please do me a favor. Says our Mishnah, don't go and shecht into the guma kol ikar, because this is what our Mishnah called Tzedoikim, what really we mean, the goyim that served particular Avodah Zarah, when they went and did a tekrevis Avodah Zarah, they shechted into the guma where the blood would reside and fall down into the guma. What was the reason for that? I don't know. Maybe it was cool down below, and therefore the blood would still stay for a while and wouldn't congeal, and therefore they could use the blood for who knows why. But anyway, that was the minig of these Avodah Zarah, and therefore ain't shech leguma kolik. Guma betzorich beisa. If he wants in his own home where he's shechting, there he could do in a guma. Because he really wants the dam to go away, as like in sewage. So he puts it in a guma betzorich beisa to get rid of it. The Gemara is going to ask betzorich de dibur in the same line. You're saying ain't shech leguma kolik. Don't even think about under any circumstances, kolikar. Oh, by the way, but there's an exception to the rule. Guma tech beisay is permissible. So Yomar is going to address that in another moment. And then the Mishnah finishes off, b'shuk liyasekei. Under no circumstances you go and shech l'toich guma out in the marketplace, meaning in front of other people. Why? Again, shlo yechake esat tzedoki. Usually the word chikoi, I believe in modern day Hebrew, means to mimic. It's okay. No, that's true. So yichak is a, he shouldn't go and mimic them. Rashi says, however, the word yichak over here means she not be machzik yodeyem bechukoseyem, meaning if they see that now Jews are also doing that, they'll be so happy, they'll make a ganze yontif, that not only we, the oivdei avodah zarah, are shechting into these gumois, but even some of the Jews are doing that. You see, they are adapting our customs, our minhagim, so therefore don't do it. Okay, so now all of the Gemara over here is, we've basically gone through it when we went through the Mishnah, and it's all very straightforward. So ein shoychun le teich, don't do it b'teich yamim. Maishna le teich yamim d'loi, the yamri le sora de yamim kashachit. The reason is because he is now serving the sora de yam, their malach. Freitimo le teich ugeshomayim nami. Amri libavua kashachit. Why don't you say you cannot go and shecht in the ugeshomayim because they will say libavua. Libavua means his reflection. Koshachet. Now, when I learned this Gemara on my own, I assumed that means like you have Haman and perhaps today's president or whatever, that they go bow down to their own reflection because they consider themselves to be God themselves. So that's why. I'm sorry, Nahum. So
it's like a mirror.
Exactly. It's a mirror, 100%. So why would a person go and bow down to his own reflection? Because the person is convinced that he happens to be God himself, just like we have by Haman, etc., and maybe other powerful leaders throughout the generations, that they thought that they were omnipotent, that they're almighty. Yeah, okay, anyway. So Ibazoi, maybe that's the reason why he's bowing, not bowing down, but maybe that's the reason why he's shechting, because he's worshipping himself. He sees his own reflection. That's how I assumed that the pshat was. But I see the article brought from the Mishnayis, from the Rambam on the Mishnayis. Note, Lubavua, that the Goyim believe that there is a special God over the forms of human beings. That special God upstairs who's in charge of formulating the facial features as well
maybe
as the...
because we're made in God's image.
Oh, very good. So therefore... That's the problem. So once again, it's not a sar diyama, it's not a sar shalmayim, but it's a sar over human images. So I would have thought, Amarava, you don't have that concern. We're talking about bachurim shanu, that the blood, not the blood, but the water inside this ugar shalmayim was dirty water, and therefore you could not see your reflection. So there's no purpose in going and
shechting. Well, maybe it reflected their soul.
Oh, very good, which was also darkened and soiled. Very good. So continuing on. Then the Mishnah says, Ein shoichel l'guma kol ikar, and then he says, but you can do the guma sheba bayis. Ein shoichel l'guma kol al. Make up your mind. Can you, can you not? Rabbi, Rei sheba guma sheba shuk. Let's talk about sheba shuk, which we said at the tail end of the Mishnah. You're not allowed to do because you might be mechake es ha-tzadoikim. The oiv d'avoy d'zora thinks that you're being mechazik them, you're joining them. So, Zokti Yimara, so that's a pshat. So Omri Rabbi, Rabbi said Tabaya, that pshat al chayit is not tenable. For Miktoni Sefer, since the Mishnah ends off, Ubishukli Yasekain, because of the Tzedoikim, because the Ovid of Oidazara, Mechlal Dereisha, La Bishukaskinan. Otherwise, the Mishnah is just repeating itself. Said, don't go in Chuka Kalikar. Why shouldn't you do in the Uga Kalikar, not the Guma Kalikar? Why? Because, maybe because of the Shuk. But you're allowed to do it home because you're not in the Shuk. But don't do it in the Shuk because you're doing. So you're repeating yourself. So what's going on? From Miltoni, say for Shukla Yasekain, Machal Dereisha, Lavishukaskina. And therefore, Elam Rav and Nupshat, Hachikama. Ain't Shukla Guma Kalikar. You're now allowed to go and check into a Guma directly because this is the way the Oiv Devoid Zora did it. And you're therefore following in their customs, you're being mechazik them. However, what happens if a person, for instance, is shechting out in his chotzer, and he doesn't want all of this blood all splashing all over, because it's going to attract all types of rodents and mosquitoes and flies and who knows what. Ketzer u'oysa, what can he do? What should he do? Oysa mokim chutz leguma, v'shoichet v'dam, shoises v'yored leguma. What he can do is, in his field, not make a, he has a pre-existing guma, don't go and shech directly into the guma, but go and shech slightly at an incline, a little bit higher than where that guma resides, so that what's going to happen is the blood, as it spurts out, it's going to go down the incline. It's going to go downwards at an angle into the guma. That's already permissible. So don't go directly in the guma, be at least twice, 5, 10, 20 inches away. Go and
it will spill inside.
And then it'll spill inside, and then you don't have that problem. However, that's only if you're doing it in your field. Even if you're going to go with an incline, so it's going to go and spill down, no, no good. Because people would think, he's just making a trick. He wants to the guma, he doesn't want to remember, but he's really Tani kevasi derava takav shara perava hoye mahalach besvina. Oh, we go back to the svina once again. Ve'inli mokum besvina lishkoit. There's no place to go and shecht, which is not going to cause a whole major filth situation. So remember, in the Mishnah we give already one etzer. That etzer was to go and shecht into a kli, and that kli should be hanging over the side of the boat, so that the blood will never fall into the boat. It's going to go from the kli into the water. I have another eitzah, says the Braisa, and that is moitzi odichut the svina. What you could do is make sure you don't shecht it in the svina itself. Bend over the svina. Hopefully somebody's holding you by the legs that you shouldn't fall over chalila. But you're going to go and hold the bird or the animal outside of the four walls of the svina in your hands, and you're going to go and check, because only somebody's helping you. The other person's going to hold on to the animal, the bird, and you're going to go and check, unless it's doing a malika type of situation where he's going to do it in one hand. But, you know, you can't do a malika outside the bismigdash. Okay, anyway, the point is, he does a shechita outside of the dalramas of the svina, v'shoichet, and he shechs over there, but dam shoich v'yoyer al tefani ha-svina, even though some of, or not even though, what's going to happen is instead of the blood spilling within the svina, at most it's going to spill on the outside walls of the svina, which are traveling inside the yam, and that is okay, that's not a problem. So those are two eitzes for the cleanliness in the svina situation, either nakli, which is hanging over, or he is hanging over, and shechting, and making sure that, here I'm not concerned about his shoichet liyamim, and therefore maybe the god of Shulyama, the reason why he's doing it is because of the potential filth here inside the boat. But the ancient leguma kalika, make sure stay away from a guma because of the chukas agoyim over here. What happens? He doesn't want to go and have all of this filth of all the blood spilling all over his chatzer. So he wants to do it into a guma, but he can't do it in a guma. So ketzer oisa, oisa mokem chutz leguma, make slightly at an incline, like at an angle, you go and shacht a little bit on a higher plateau than where the guma is. Vishoichen and shacht, the dam shoisa viyar, and now the dam is going to spill downwards into the guma. That's okay. Can I do that in the shuk? If he does that, knowing of this halacha, tzorach b'dika achrav. I mean, tzorach b'dika achrav, you're not allowed to go and eat from his pas or drink from his wine, because I have to worry about, says Rashi, maybe he's a min. Maybe he's like the mummer like we had before. What's the difference between a mummer and a min? I go and it doesn't go into that. You have other gemaras and avodah zarah that distinguish. But the point is that maybe this person is, in Yiddish, fakrochen. Fakrochen means he's detoured off the derech. An OTD guy. And that's why he's doing it into the guma. Even though he's not doing directly in the guma, but he's doing it so the dam shoises into the guma. Bashuk! Why do you go and shecht inside the yeshuk? Go and do it in your field. Oh, in such a case, then tzorach b'dikachra.
OTD.
OTD, right. Dr. Mishnah, Hashoich l'shem oil, l'shem zvachem, l'shem oshem toli, l'shem pesach, l'shem toid, l'shchitosei psula, Reb Shimon machshir. Here, once again, we're talking about a maris ayin situation. We're not talking about a person who's shechting an absolute real carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's shchut echut, and for a person who's shchut echut, it's a din of karis. It says beferish in the Torah. And if he did it b'shoyg, you're going to have to bring a carbon chatas. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing a person who is shechting, Rashi says, chulin, a regular chulin animal. He was not makdish it for an oila or for a zvachim or for anything. Regular chulin animal. As he is shechting, he is saying, I'm shechting it l'shem oila, or l'shem zvachim. Says our Mishnah, this is not a case of shchut echut, since he was never makdish it l'shem oila. If before he shechted, he says, Rabbeisai, I'm bringing this for a karman oila, watch as I'm going to do the shechita now, that would be shchut echut. He never said, I'm making this animal into a karman oila. Rather, it was regular chulin, everybody assumed, regular, after all, hasn't been a Beis Mikdash now for a couple of years, and so therefore, when he's shechting it, we assumed he's shechting it for normal. And rather, he says, I'm shechting l'shem oila, l'shem zvachim. Any one of those mentioned in the ratio of the Mishnah, the shechit is possible. Why is the shechit possible? Alts gzeira drabanan. And the gzeira drabanan is once again because of maris ayin, that people see that he's going and shechting. They think that he is shechting kodshim b'chutz. So what's so terrible? They'll find out that they made a mistake. But they're going to learn from that and say, apparently the din of kodshim b'chutz doesn't apply anymore today. Maybe they'll think that there's a heter abamis. After all, we had times in Klal Yisrael, in the lifetime of Klal Yisrael, we had heter abamis between the Mishkan, before the Beis Hamikdash, etc. Maybe there's a heter abamis today. Because of that, Chacham said, no, it's possible, don't. But notice the Mishnah only refers to certain kabbanis and not other kabbanis. Because in fact, if you skip a couple of lines, you'll see on the second wide line, it says in the Mishnah, Shoich l'shem chatzas, l'shem osham, vaday, l'shem b'chor, l'shem masa, l'shem t'mura, shchitos is k'sheira. Manishtana, what's the difference between the first line of all of these kabbanis and the second line of kabbanis? Says the Mishnah, I know I'm jumping around, but just to illustrate the pshat in the Mishnah, says a klal kol dover sheneder v'nedev, any type of carbon that normally you bring with neder or nedava, such as an oila, such as zvachim, which are shlamim, that you can bring neder nedava, if he says, I'm in shoichet, l'shem an oila, or l'shem zvachim, then a shoichet l'shmoi, is osur, meaning that the shechita is possible and the food, the meat, is osur. Because some choshed, it may be itak, and that we, chachomer choshed, we're worried, the chomer worried that the amaratzim are going to assume that he is shechting shchut echut, no good. But that's only those things that you can be menader or menadet. However, those things which are kavua dika things, like a chattis and osur, you can't go and bring a chattis Benedava, you can only do it if you're chayiv. Shein nidav and nidav, ashoicha lishmoy is kosher. Why is it kosher? Says Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, because people will assume that he's just kidding around. Rashi uses a stronger term, that he's just being meshaker. He's just saying a bluff, he's saying a lie. Because he can't go and bring these. This manazeh, you're going to go and bring these. These are things which are not manadar manadar, these things which are required. I didn't hear that the person had a bechor born to his eider. I didn't hear that he had 10 animals. So this whole thing is probably just a bluff. And so therefore, what he said is the vorim v'telum u'v'talin le'sharirit v'loy kayomen klalu klal.
It's just... Doesn't Mr. Pesach challenge...
People don't know that he had a boy.
Guess what? The Gemara's going to ask that question. And the Gemara's going to ask the same question for an Oshem Toli.
They don't know that he had a boy.
Good. So, just quickly reviewing the Mishnah again. If you're actually makdish an animal for an oiler, for his vacha, for an Oshem, then avad, then and yishech b'chutz, shkutei chutz, his karis. But here, no, he's leaving it as a schulin. He's just going and talking in such a strange way. I'm shechting l'shem, or l'shem zvachem, l'shem oshet, or l'shem pesach, l'shem toida, shkitos ipsula, because of a maris ayin concern that people will think he's doing shkutei chutz. The chum said, then they are going to do shkutei chutz, they're going to follow this. And here l'chidu, it's a shayna bud and payis, and it's a hadas punim, a hid tamachuchem, and he's shechting l'shem oilam. Apparently you can be shech l'shem oilam nowadays. But he doesn't realize it was chulin and it wasn't.
That guy Morris, he really very impressive.
Yeah, that guy Morris, exactly.
We just say that those are not
nedava
you can do.
So all of these things in the ratio are considered to be the shame nedu nedava and not the sefer. Now you're probably thinking, oilis taklish nedu nedava, zvachim mishlam. That I understand, but oshem toli and pesach, these don't sound like the nedu nedava things. So the Gemara is going to address that in Mir Hashem in another moment. Good. Anyway, l'shem toid of course is nedu nedava shchitasi psula. Because of this chash, Reb Shimon Machshe. Why Reb Shimon Machshe says Rashi in three words? Lo yichayish lemarisayim. It's actually four words. Lo yichayish lemarisayim. I'm not worried that people are going to talk. People always talk. You know, people say a lot of narishkeit. And somebody said that the 38th time in 4 weeks that we're going to have peace with Iran in another day.
It was a piece of the peace.
A piece of the peace. Yeah. Anyway, Reb Shimon Machshe, don't take me as, you know, politically, whatever.
I'm just
reading Narishkan. Just like he read Narishkan, I'm reading
Narishkan. So what if he reflects a lot?
And his own reflection. Okay. Now, the famous case of Shnayim Ochsin Napitalis, Shnayim Ochsin Besakin, Vishochten Echolishim Echol Mikol Elu. In other words, the Echolishim Dovakosha one, and the regular. The other one said, no, I'm doing Lishim Oilishim Zvachim. Same thing, Shchitosi Psula is. And like we said in the Yomar Aleph, he's a partial owner, and therefore what he's doing is he's poisoning this shechita by saying that he has in mind the Shem Ola, the same Maris Ayin concern. But if it's the Shem Chatz, the Shem Oshem, the Shem Bechor, I'm sorry, the Shem Oshem Vadai, the Shem Bechor, the Shem Masa, the Shem Tmura, Shechitosik Sheira, because all of these things you cannot bring B'neinu Nedava, and therefore the person that says, I'm shechting now the Shem Chatz, joke, one of a thousand jokes that he makes a day, just talks nonsense, just ignore it. And therefore, so there is a possibility of a person actually thinking that he's bringing a real bona fide oilo or zvachim. In such a case, Ashoich Lishmoy is awesome. Ashoich Lishmoy is kosher. Just as an aside, here we had in the middle, Ashoich Lishim Chatzot Hashem Oshem Vadai. Hashem Oshem Vadai.
Hashem Tanu Yashem, it is not sure.
Why is it called an Oshem Vadai? So really, there is no carbon which is called Oshem Vadai. There is a carbon called, of course, an Oshem Toloi. What is an Oshem Toloi? So Rashi does us a favor, for those of us that don't remember exactly what an Oshem Toloi is. What happened? You had on the table two strips of fat. One of them was Shuman, and one of them was Chalev. Shuman of you is kosher, and Chalev is Oshem. The person comes into the room knowing nothing. He just sees... Here in Rabbi Fuan's Besmedish, if there are two pieces of fat on the table, I'm sure they both must be super kosher with eight different hashkachos. Yeah. So he eats one of them. Right. And then somebody comes in afterwards and says, hey, there were two pieces of schmaltz in the table. There's only one left. What happened? I ate it. I ate it on challah. I shmeared it. Oh, it's delicious. I haven't had such delicious schmaltz in a long time. Right. But did you take the right one or the left one? I don't know.
You don't know.
Exactly. I brought those especially because this is going to be a show and tell demonstration to go and show people that there's Shuman and there's Chalev and they both look exactly the same and one is kosher, one is not good. And you ate one of them. Oy, 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 you may have eaten the Chalev. But I may have eaten the Shuman. We don't know. Until we find out, you bring an Oshem Toli. This is a carbon Oshem. But Toli means because I am told, I'm not sure. If eventually I find out that it was Taka Chalev, I'm going to have to bring a Karma Chatas. But until I find out, this will at least go and be Megan Min HaYisurim. At least Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish me because I did the best I could. I brought my Asher. Yes.
Chalev doesn't get too much.
It doesn't get too much. That's correct. But we're not too much. We're too much. You're just showing you off your Talmudic knowledge. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's great. We have others here that are also, yeah. So, like me, I try to show off all the time. Anyway.
This is a middle ground.
Middle ground, exactly. He brings this Oshem Toli. Now, to distinguish between an Oshem Toli and an Oshem Vaday, there are five Oshem Vadays. Can you list any of the five?
Gashmis and Anomach.
Yes, okay.
Gisela, Shivcha Harufa. Me'ila and Talui, those are Ayil,
okay.
And Nazir and Nazir Tameh and
Mitzayir
are Kevis.
Good. So you have the five besides the Oshem Talui, and you have the Oshem that you bring if you're Nazir. You have an Oshem which is for a Mitzayir. You have an Oshem of a
Nazir Tameh.
We already spoke about the Nazir and the Mitzayir, and then the other three, which are Asham Gzeilois, Asham Shivcha Harufa, and Asham Me'ilois. So those the Mishnah wants to just capsulize and say, I'm not going to go through every one of them in the Kevis and Ayil, blah, blah, blah. Oshem Vaday, as opposed to the Oshem Tolvi that we had in the Reish of the Mishnah. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Hashoyched l'shem oyla. Frey Timora, your zeha klal is called over shenider v'nidev. Oshem Tolvi by nidev v'nidevu. You only bring an Oshem Tolvi if you have the shayla that I go and have the chayla that I have the shuma. Om Rav Yochanan Hamani Reb Lozzi, the famous Reb Lozzi, the Yaman is not the one, the Oshem Tolvi b'chol yoyim. Reb Lozzi said a person can go and bring an Oshem Tolvi every single day of the week. Why? Because even if he didn't eat any shuman, he didn't eat any chaylev, because this person is very careful about carbs and about cholesterol and all that type of stuff. He has so many people today that talk about it all the time. Good. But he may have done something else which was wrong without realizing it. On Shabbos, he doesn't even know now that he may or may not have turned on the light, turned off the light, did this, that, the other thing. So in other words, there are so many different potential isurim that a person may have violated that he doesn't even realize. If you want, you can bring an Oshem Toli as an Adava every single day of the week. It's only Reb Lezer that holds that way, it's not everybody else. But the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that's Reb Lezer. Tanakam, as opposed to Reb Shimon. Tanakam holds that Oshem Toli, since you can be Menader Menadev, so therefore it falls in the same category as the Oyla and the Shlom. Oh, but what about Karban Pesach? Can you bring Karban Pesach and Neder Dov a whole year?
Yeah.
Pesach by Neder Dov. Zim the Kviyule. You can only bring it once a year on Erev Pesach. Amrav Oishi Yishani Pesach Oil Vafer Shasoi Kol Hashana Kulat. You could be mafresh a Karban Pesach, not bring it. Today happens to be we're in the middle of Chodesh.
Right, Sivan. So far.
It makes you another few days we'll be into Tammuz, but now we're in Sivan. So therefore, you can't bring our carbon pesach today, but you can be mafresh today. I'm hereby take this seh, I know it's within the year, that by the time Erev Pesach comes, it'll still be within the year, because once it's more than 1 year old, it comes disqualified. But it's a young pesach, and this seh looks, as I chachke, I already set it aside now. It's good, but we're not talking about being mafresh, we're talking about shechting it now. Says Rashi, we all know from so many times, having learned this, that Pesach b'chol yemoy sashana becomes a shalomim. So if he's a ma'afish a karm Pesach today, and then after that, a day later, a week later, a month later, people see that he's shechting, people say, oh, I know he's shechting. That's shechting, it's a karm Pesach. But the karm Pesach replacement or substitute, which is called a shalomim. So therefore it falls in the same parasha together, the shem zvachim, that he's shechting, the shem nidr, v'nidr. Oh, you're allowed to go and shech shchute chutz nowadays? I guess it must be permissible. So therefore they made the gzeira. No. Shchita soipsula. Amar b'yane, lo yishanu, this whole halacha that we had in our Mishnah, it's only talking about tmimim. But if you see, a behemah, a gezunt behemah. A balimum, and if you see that the behemah has a mum, then the Gesundheit, you don't have to worry about Shchut Yichud. Maybe you do. Everybody sees clearly. It's a Baal Mum. There's nothing to talk about.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan, no, the Gzeira goes beyond that. Fil Baal Mum Nami. Zimna Darami Le Midiya Mum Velo Yedir.
You can see a Mum that you don't see all the time.
Exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Gzeira is much broader, not only to him, but also Baal Mum, because it's very often that a behemoth can have a Mum and you don't notice it, because... Now, Zimun Deromile sounds like you put something over it to do a cover-up. So no. Rashi Lav Davka, it could
internal.
Be
internal.
Well, internal would be traces, because normally you can't tell about Mum from the inside, you know, from the outside. But you're thinking of traces, which is tomorrow's Amid. If you try to get to fly out, he may fly out, but another one may join him. His brother might come in.
He's here. He wants to leave.
Yeah, he wants to leave. Okay. But anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. So what are we talking about the Baal Mum? So says Rashi, what happens, for instance, if it's a Shepsala? And guess what? And now this Shepsala has a lot of wool that is growing,
yes,
and that wool is now doing a cover-up, and it's pulling wool over all of our eyes. So we shouldn't see the Mum. So therefore, the halacha goes across the board, Mumin, Baal Mumin, and not Baal Mumin makes a difference. I can tell me, what about a cow that doesn't have tzemer? Says Rashi, she nechse betit. As it's walking down the street.
Right.
In the good old days, they didn't have beautiful paved highways and roads that we have today. So he might have gone into the mud, and some mud spritzed on him. So you don't see the mum. The mum is covering over part of the leg, etc. So
can be covered.
Exactly. Could be covered up. Right. Now we're going to the safe in the Mishnah. Now we know that he's not mechuyev chatas.
The mum was in the eye. Nobody can see it.
Yeah. Shalom, in another 2-3 minutes we're going to finish.
We can talk.
I can't wait to talk.
Now
we have a lot to talk about. But yeah. Let's go and try to finish your finger. Okay, so.
We have a seal.
Yeah, we have a seal. Okay. He means to see him on the parak. He doesn't mean himself. Yes. He's right with you, okay? So, Zokiat Sigmar. This person is not mechuyev chatas, and everybody knows he's a fine guy. Good. I'm mechuyev chatas. If we heard that Hitaka did something wrong, that he is so upset, he came into shul, he was crying. You know what I did? I went into my field this morning and I started plowing, and then someone said, "Good Shabbos," and I said, "Good Shabbos. Oh, yeah, Shabbos, it's not Friday, it's not Sunday. I'm devastated." So everybody knows mechuyev chatas. So maybe now when he goes and shechs an animal and he's saying l'shem chatas, maybe taka means that chatas. In l'shem chatos, he always said. L'shem chatos, he just says l'shem chatos. L'shem chatos sounds like, you know, the garden variety chatas, and nothing to do with him. It's a dover she'in a nidav a nidav, and therefore it's nicker, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that it's a sheker. He's just talking baloney. This is all bluff and fluff and bluff. And Rabbi Yochanan said that it's only talking about Shein Mechuyev Chatas. And Mechuyev Chatas, maybe Tak, I have to be choishish that he's doing Shchut Eichut when he said Shein Chatas. See, remember, he did not say, I am Makdish's animal Shein Chatas, because then it's a bona fide Shchut Eichut. He leaves it Chulin. He's just saying, I'm Shachting Shein Chatas. Well, in that case, and I know that he's Mechuyev Chatas, then I would propel this case from the second half of the Mishnah to the ratio of the Mishnah, that people will think that he's taka bringing the shame one of these kabbanas, and it's kabbanas b'chutz, and they'll think shechut echutz is permissible. L'shem tmura, same type of gemara. L'shem tmura means that he's saying zu tmura zu, that he's doing a replacement carbon for the original carbon. You're not allowed to do that. The Torah says l'yachlifenav l'yomir oisay l'toy berav rabbe toyv. But if he did it, so this person says, I'm shechting the shame tmura. Again, setting my ads, is out bluff and goodish. That's because he doesn't have a carbon. Everybody knows in his barn, in his corral, he has already been mafresh a carbon. Whatever. People say, you nuts. I'm hoping it's going to be built today, and I'm going to be the first one online, not only on the computer, but online to the Azara to bring my carbon. So people know that he has a carbon. You're not allowed to shecht it, of course. You're allowed to own a carbon. So I have his Zebatoy Beisai. And then when he says, I'm shechting l'shem tmura, they're saying, a muri omer be. He taka made a tmura for an existing carbon that he has. Oh, that becomes a problem. People will be choshed, l'shchut echutz. People are going to be think that Shchut Echutz is permissible. He just said the shame Tmura. That's Shtusim. Like we said before on the Chatosi. And we're going to have now, the Gemara is going to repeat it a third time. Zeh klal. It says at the end of the Mishnah, Zeh klal. Every time you have Zeh klal, always, the Gemara always says, Lasuye Meir, Lemute Meir. What does it come to include by saying Zeh klal? So we have two parts. Zeh klal called Lemute Nidav, and Nidav is Asur, and Einin Nidav is Kosher. So first, the first part. Lasuye Meir, Lasuye Oilas Nozir. A Nozir among his Karbonis, he has to bring a Karbon Oila. Zok Gemara, the Maura say, Mahalo Nodar. People will go and say, I didn't hear that he made a name in his ears. I didn't see that his hair is unusually long. I didn't see that he's not drinking wine. He's not going to the wine. I didn't hear anything about that. Holy Nada. Eimar, we have to be noivis in the Reisha, Nodar Bitsina, that maybe Itaka made a neder quietly. He didn't proudly go around and say, everybody look at my beautiful locks because I became another. He did a Bitsina. Okay, so therefore,
what is the evidence for the length of his hair?
How often do you take haircut?
Once a month.
Once a month.
Okay, so it's 30 days. He's going to take haircut tomorrow. So in other words, the fact that he has 30... It's not obvious. 30 days growth in it, that's normal. Yeah. Zuktimara, mate. So that's why I have to be concerned in the ratio, and that's why I throw in another case. If he said the shame, oy, that's not it. Uh-oh. Maybe taka, this is shchut echutz, and therefore, that's awesome. Right, the shein and nidav and nidav. This is now the sefer that we said you don't have to worry about it. It's kosher. Lasuya oilas yoyledes. A man bringing an oilas yoyledes in the base of he didn't. He didn't bring in the base of he's shechting it outside the base of and he's saying, "I'm doing the shame oilas yoyledes." Yeah, it's a traita mishigna. A man with a gut. Amma b'laza lishana l'shem le'isha. That's because he is not married. Why would he bring oilas yoyledes? Obviously, isha, if he has a wife. Maybe he's talking, she's ashamed, or maybe she didn't go to shul to hear Kaddish yet, or something, mm-hmm. She doesn't go out. And so therefore, that's why he is doing it, l'shem, the oilas yeledes, on her behalf. Frank Tamar Nachum of Alekom, l'shem, oilas ishti. He just said, oilas isha. I'm l'shem, oilas ishti. So tomorrow, no pshita. You're telling me that there's a difference between if he has a wife and he doesn't have a wife. But if he has a wife, then I have to be concerned, and he says the shame oilas ishti that lishmohu oisa, and therefore it would taka be achshash of shchut echutz. Don't do it. Don't pshita. So to my mouth the same. Em isa the yolda kola havalei. If he is in fact the husband of Yoledes, wouldn't everybody in Shtot know about it? Mm. Wouldn't everybody have been invited to the kiddush that they made for the girl that was born, or have been invited to the bris? I mean, he can't be a Yoledes in the vacuum, everybody would have known. Kamash Milan, Eimer Apuli Apple. Unfortunately, she had a nafel. A nafel, a woman also has to go and bring a carbon for a carbon Yoledes. And so, therefore, that's why he's bringing the carbon. So, bottom line is the fact that he says it doesn't say it's not crystal clear. So, that's what we have to have in the Sefer, Lasuya Oilis Yoledes, but Dafka, he didn't have an Isha. Mm-hmm. Then we know the whole thing is baloney. But the Yesh Lo'ish, and then we have to talk about Choshish, that people will think that you're allowed to do Shchut Echutz as man as that. Han Lo Chashoich Lo Chashoich Et Eilu Treitiz Be Behem HaMishim. Tomorrow we start a brand new parish.